Hello and welcome to Explore Your Potential. I'm Adam Chalmers. Thank you for tuning in with me today. This is session 3 in our series, and the topic of today's session is moving with the times. We began this foundational series by looking into challenge. And specifically, adapting to uncertainty. In an uncertain world where things are always changing, how do you adapt? How do you find your strength? And how do you see opportunity and challenge and choose to take on board the spirit of the warrior that runs towards challenge eagerly, seeing it as the potential for transformation and growth? In session 2, we moved on to how do you find ease in challenge? When you are in it, what kind of attitude do you carry with you? Do you have an attitude of flowing with life, of rolling with the punches, like the martial artist who learns to work with energy and resistance, and not to expend unnecessary energy trying to block the flow, but to work with it, to be present to life and in tune with the direction that it is taking you. So that's laid our foundation so far. And you would have experimented with, over the last couple of sessions, the breathing, calming your nervous system down, finding your center, hijacking your nervous system as it will, and bringing it under your control, sending a message back to your brain that says, calm down, relax, take it easy. And depending on how you're feeling right now, you might want to send that message to your brain in this moment. And all you need to do to begin to calm your nervous system down is to take those breaths. And it is the 4-4-4 rule we're working with. A 4-second inhalation, a 4-second exhalation, and repeat that 4 times. In and out through the nose is preferable. And this works with your vagus nerve in alignment with your central nervous system, to calm you down, relax your body, center your thoughts, and bring you into the present moment. I'll take you through the first 2 rounds of breath now, and then I invite you to pause the recording and do the following 2 on your own. So take an exhale when you're ready, and then begin with an inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, letting your belly relax and fill. Exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Continue in your own time. All right. Moving with the times. Another way to put this is mobility, being mobile. Life is flowing in a direction, and people are flowing in a direction. All around you, people are going a certain direction, and some of those people are going in a direction that you want to go, and others are not. And every person out there that is running from the challenge of life, that is trying to escape refinement, transformation, and growth through uncomfortable situations, is taking you the direction that you do not want to go if you wish to grow. So let's not focus on that group of people and assume that you are not looking for that. You are not looking to join that crew. You're looking to join the people who are moving in a direction of growth, responsibility, and self-awareness. People who are owning their own lives and committing to changing, growing, transforming, becoming the people that they wish to be. So you're looking for the people that are going that direction. And you want to get alongside them. You want to get on board their ship and head the direction they're going because they can open doors of opportunity for you. And it's often easy to tell these people that are going somewhere in life, they generally seem focused, passionate. They'll hold your eye gaze. They'll smile at you, ask questions, and show interest in others. They tend to present themselves well and stand upright, move freely. They're people who are out and about living life and loving life and enjoying it to the full. They're moving with the times and they're moving in the direction that the world is going. And I would like to suggest that overall, despite all the negativity out there on the media and all the fear that gets spread around, overall the direction we are going is positive. So these people are going to be positive and optimistic, and they are the kind of people that attract opportunity. Would you like to be a person who attracts opportunity? Are you opportunistic, adventurous? Do you seek change? Do you seek growth? These are the questions you must ask yourself. And like a river, the flow that these people are going in is going a certain direction. And it's very obvious once you're in the flow. However, if you're not in the flow, what can happen is you can get stuck in a side eddy. And earlier today, I was down at the river with my two-year-old daughter throwing rocks into the river and watching them splash and laughing. And as she played, I looked at the river and I watched. I watched the steadiness of its flow and observed it. And then I watched as she changed from rocks to picking up some little light bits of fluffy flower that had fallen off the tree and some small leaves and began to throw those in. And rather than sink to the bottom, obviously, they floated on the top. And I watched as they got sucked around in a side eddy and looked as if they were getting out into the main flow of the river. But then something unusual happened. They began to circle around in the side eddy, and every time they almost made it into the flow, they got sucked back in. And around they went. And as I watched over 5 minutes or so, only one or two escaped, but the rest continued to circle endlessly around and around. So are you in the flow or are you stuck in a side eddy, going around and around and getting nowhere? And if you are, do not be discouraged because you can get into the flow. You can get with the people who are in the flow, who are moving with the times. But you need to mobilize yourself. You need to become approachable so that people who are going somewhere want to take you with them. You want to be approachable. You want to be confident in yourself, clear about who you are and what you want, and have the spirit of the warrior, the martial artist, so that people can sense in you that you are at ease and you are not running from difficulty. You're an opportunities-minded person. So I'd like to encourage you that it is not that difficult to change the way you feel about yourself if you are lacking in confidence, if you don't feel approachable. And one of the first things to do is to get comfortable in your body. A mobile body creates a mobile mind. They're linked. Your body and mind are the same, and we've already learned about the nervous system, that our brain, our spinal cord, and all of the nerves in our body are connected, and that the body sends messages to the brain, and the brain sends messages to the body. and it's constantly interpreting these signals between the body and the brain. And when we breathe deeply and fully, it relaxes our system. And then to build on that, when we stand with confidence, when we move with ease and confidence, that sends a message to your brain. Release serotonin. Feel good. Feel confident. You feel like a person who wants to take a challenge. And so I encourage you now, stand up. Stand up wherever you are and relax. Take some deep belly breaths and feel yourself grounded. Stand upright without forcing it. Shoulders back, head erect, eyes in front of you like you're going somewhere, like you know the direction you are moving. And then find some ease in your movement. Circle your head around a few times, moving it one way. And change direction and move your body back the other way with your head rolling round and round. Feel loose, feel mobile. Bring your head back to center and roll your shoulders up and forward. Create some mobility in your shoulders. And then change direction and roll your shoulders the other way. And then take your hands and place them either side of your hips and do some nice big circles with your hips around one way. And then circle them back the other. And then take your arms and lift them high above your head, stretch your fingers up towards the sky and bring them back down to your sides. Lift them up as you breathe in, and then as you exhale, let your arms drop back down again. And finally, do some nice big circles with your arms, moving them round and round and round, getting your arms moving faster and faster and faster, and then relax them at your sides. Notice how you feel. Do you feel looser, lighter, more confident? And then here's the little trick. Smile. Smile. Change the shape of your face and your mouth and your eyes. Let your eyes open up. Let your mouth open and your lips separate. Allow people to see your teeth. And the next person you see, look them in the eyes and give them a smile. And you know what will likely happen? They'll smile back at you. And they'll be drawn to you. Because you're approachable. You look like a person who's confident, who's going somewhere, who likes to challenge themselves, who's open to possibility. You give off, you exude the energy of someone who is moving with the times, and people who are moving somewhere will be attracted to you. So here's the thing, even if you're not feeling it, even if you're not feeling confident, you're not feeling approachable, you're not feeling social, that's okay. Understand that where you want to go is the direction where the other people who are going somewhere are going. You need to join those people. You want to make connections with people who are going somewhere who will open doors for you and create opportunities. See every challenge as an opportunity. Understand what uncertainty will bring to you when you embrace it. Hold yourself in a way that is light and easeful, confident and upright. Sit upright, stand upright, walk around like you're a person who knows who you are. Fake it till you make it, and calm your nervous system down with your breathing. Every day, mobilize your body, move around. Start to feel ease in your neck and shoulders and back and spine. And send a message to your brain from your body that says, I am a confident person. I'm going somewhere. I know who I am and what I want to do. And your mind will start to follow your body. Get out there today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Smile. Hold yourself well. And remember, you are moving with the times. Thank you.